And here's Secretary Levine.
And thank you for joining us today for the latest update on the 2019 novel coronavirus, or COVID-19. Just 2 weeks ago, we reported our first two cases of COVID-19 in Montgomery County. As of 12 a.m. this morning, we have 83 new cases of COVID-19, bringing our statewide total to 268 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive in 26 counties. That is an increase from 2 counties to 26 counties in 2 weeks. On Wednesday, we had 37 new cases in a day. Today, we have 83 new cases in one day. So in just 2 days, we have doubled the amount of new cases. Approximately 26 Pennsylvanians have required hospitalization since March 6th, when we confirmed our first case. That's approximately 10%. The exponential growth of new cases in the new counties where they are being detected shows the need for the aggressive steps that the governor has taken to mitigate and prevent the spread of COVID-19. While we continue to be concerned about the spread of this virus to seniors, a preliminary analysis from the CDC this week shows that 20% of all hospitalized patients in the United States are actually between 20 and 44 years of age. The report states that in other countries, nearly 50% of all confirmed cases were in people younger than 54 years of age, and almost 40% of the hospitalizations were in that age bracket. We are seriously concerned that individuals in the 20 to 44 age range are not heeding the message to stay home and are creating an unnecessary risk to themselves and to others. This could lead to a significant impact on our healthcare system. Now, we are communicating and collaborating with health systems and hospitals to determine their current capability to handle a surge of hospitalizations with patients that have COVID-19. We are looking at every option to add capacity to our hospital systems to care for Pennsylvanians in need. We are looking at space considerations, staffing, and supplies of necessary equipment, as well as standards of care for treatment. Now, Pennsylvanians are problem solvers, and our best experts are looking for ways to care for us all. The one thing you can do to control the spread of the virus, COVID-19, is to stay home and limit your interactions to your immediate family. That is the only way we can make sure that people don't get sick. That is the only way we can make sure that people don't need to be hospitalized. That is the only way we can make sure that we don't strain our healthcare system to the point that it breaks. That is the only way that we can make sure that our economy recovers quickly. Pennsylvanians must stay calm, stay home, and stay safe. Now for my daily reminders. Please wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, or the time that it takes to sing happy birthday twice. Or use hand sanitizer if soap and water are not available. Cover any coughs or sneezes with your elbow, not with your hands. Try not to touch your face after touching surfaces, and clean surfaces frequently. Practicing these everyday preparation and prevention measures can help slow the spread of the virus, COVID-19. If you have questions about your health, please contact your healthcare provider. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact the crisis text line by texting PA to 741-741. For the most reliable information related to Pennsylvania's response, please visit our website at health.pa.gov. And what is most important for Pennsylvanians to remember is stay calm, stay home, and stay safe. And now I will turn things over to Governor Wolf.
Thank you very much, Secretary Levine, and thank you all for joining me. As you know, yesterday I made the difficult decision to order the closure of the physical locations of businesses that are not critical to sustaining life in a pandemic, and to practice social distancing for all others. It was not made easily. It was made in consultation with Dr. Levine, who has been preparing us for and warning us about this threat for months. The spread of COVID-19 is increasing at a rapid pace, especially in urban areas in southeast Pennsylvania, and new cases are beginning to appear in other counties that suggests community spread is happening. We continue to add cases in new counties each day in every part of the state. As Dr. Levine said, COVID-19 affects every age group, seniors, millennials, baby boomers, every age group, with numbers of positive cases growing exponentially every day. I cannot allow these surging numbers to overwhelm our people, our healthcare workers, and our hospitals. Limiting exposure by closing physical locations means fewer Pennsylvanians will become sick at the same time, fewer Pennsylvanians will die, and we can prevent worst-case scenarios for our healthcare professionals. I understand your concerns. I was a business owner most of my adult life, but these are uncharted waters. And in this situation, we're not going to do everything perfectly, but we're going to do the best we can to help prevent our hospital system from crashing, as we've seen in other countries. We're updating our guidance. We're making it fully compliant with the Federal Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency advisory that was released yesterday. And we're integrating conversations with businesses, stakeholders, and individuals into our guidance. So if you're a business that believes your mission is critical to sustaining life and providing for the people of Pennsylvania during this crisis, please first reference our guidance, but we also have a waiver process in place. The Department of Community and Economic Development has a phone number, they have an email, and they have a web form to manage the waiver process. Also, please continue to telework and work remotely if you can. We're taking these actions because we have the benefit to learn from the responses of other countries all around the world. And the responses by other countries have shown that the only way to contain this virus is to take aggressive, decisive action and make the best decisions they can with the information available. And we can recover faster, stronger, more quickly if we act now and prevent more people from becoming seriously ill. Once this is over, everyone in Pennsylvania is going to need help. We need the federal government to pass stimulus to get our economy moving and to get money into the hands of workers and businesses. But we're also going to need to do some things on our own right here in Pennsylvania. I understand that there's a significant amount of concern about the impact on the economy and on small businesses of this crisis. So we're going to finalize a $60 million low-interest loan program. And yesterday I announced that small businesses in Pennsylvania were eligible for federal Small Business Administration loans thanks to the bipartisan work of our congressional delegation in Washington. We're in an unprecedented crisis, and we need to use every tool at our disposal. This is going to get more difficult before it gets better. Life as we know it will continue to be challenging until there is a significant decline in new cases demonstrated over a period of time. The difficult decisions we make now will make it possible for our healthcare workers to manage this crisis as we see the full brutality of the virus in the coming weeks. My heart goes out to everyone in our Commonwealth. Thank you. And now, Secretary Levine, back to you.
Thank you, Governor. We're going to take We're going to now open it up for questions from the media that we've been getting. Governor, the first question is coming in from WJAC-TV. A lot of local officials are very confused as to how they're supposed to enforce this mandate. What are you advising?
Well, the enforcement, they should take measures that use their local enforcement opportunity, their resources. In the meantime, we will use the state police to enforce the rules that we've put into place. Again, what we're trying to do here is limit the exposure of people to their fellow citizens. And if we do that successfully, we're going to make this period of inconvenience and challenge and crisis as short as possible. To the extent we do nothing and we just drift, we're going to have a longer period of challenge than we would otherwise. So we're trying to learn, as I said, from what other states have done and what other countries have done and from their experiences to make sure that we keep Pennsylvanians safe.
Governor, from News Talk 104.1, Congressman Keller this morning called upon you to request that you immediately rescind your order until such time that you can formulate a cogent plan for Pennsylvanians who are understandably panicked. Is the closure order being rescinded or modified, and if so, when?
No, I mean, we need to make sure that Pennsylvanians are safe. I didn't bring this virus on, and no one else that I know brought it on. But we're trying to deal with the challenges that it has imposed on us. And I think the choice we have is to ignore it, in which case we're going to see the experiences that other countries like Italy have seen, and that is that lots of people get sick. The healthcare systems are overwhelmed, and they can't really deal with the challenges they're facing. I don't want to get to that point in Pennsylvania. And so I want to make sure that in order to keep Pennsylvanians safe, we actually take decisive action now and not wait until it gets worse.
Governor, CBS 21 would like to know, President Trump and the Vice President said that there have been talks with governors. What have they offered for Pennsylvania? What help is Pennsylvania getting from the federal government?
I think the federal government is being very responsive. I think they've made it clear that the governors around the country are driving this process. But what I have found, and I think in talking to other governors and being on those press conference calls with the president and the vice president, that the federal government is responding to the requests that we make to the extent they're able. I think you see things like the stimulus package going through Congress very quickly. I think you see things like getting cash into the hands of Americans, including Pennsylvanians, obviously, that the liquidity needs of businesses and hospitals are all being taken into consideration and I think acted upon by the federal government. So we are doing everything we can to work with our fellow states, but also with the federal government. And so far, they have been very responsive to the things that we've asked for.
Governor, just one more question for right now. We'll come back to you. But NBC 10 News in Philadelphia wants to know what is your plan for smaller police departments who get hit with the virus? Will state police come in to help?
Yeah, that's a great question, I'm trying to do everything in my power to convince every emergency person out there, whether you're in healthcare, you're in safety and security, you're in fire service, you're a first responder. We need to make sure that you're safe, and so prevention is the best key. Try to do what you can to practice safe work practices. Do what the secretary talked about in terms of washing your hands and maintaining distance. That's what we're trying to do. If and when the state needs to do anything to support local enforcement personnel, we stand ready to do that.
Dr. Levine, WGAL would like to know, now that Pennsylvania doctors are seeing patients with COVID-19, what are they seeing? What are the symptoms? What is the severity?
So the primary symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. There are other less frequent symptoms that can develop: upper respiratory symptoms, congestion, gastrointestinal symptoms like diarrhea, but primarily they are seeing fever, cough, and shortness of breath. The spectrum really varies tremendously from individuals with relatively mild symptoms, a relatively low-grade fever and a cough and feeling ill, to severe respiratory distress requiring hospitalization, intensive care, and ventilation. And, of course, we tragically had one death.
Secretary, we've had several questions about masks and personal protective equipment. Many people have reached out and are talking about sewing their own masks and giving them to hospitals in the case of a shortage. Some healthcare facilities are saying that they are running out of supplies. What would you recommend?
So we are working really closely with the hospitals and the health systems in terms of their supplies of this very necessary equipment to treat patients with COVID-19. So that includes personal protective equipment, which includes N95 masks and other type of what are called respirators, other types of protective equipment, and then the necessary ventilators for the sickest patients. We have stores of personal protective equipment at the Department of Health, including N95 masks, which we will distribute if hospitals need that. And the federal government has stores as well. We have heard the federal government is trying to replace some of the stores that they have released. We're also looking at other novel ways to get N95 masks. There are some industries that might use N95 masks, and we're trying to see if we can collect some of those to help healthcare providers. We're looking to purchase ventilators from manufacturers in Pennsylvania to increase our store, and we're doing everything we can to provide the necessary equipment for our healthcare providers to provide the necessary treatment for patients with COVID-19.
Secretary, Erie News Now would like to know, when will we know if these social distancing and mitigation efforts are paying off? In other words, when can we expect a decrease in the number of new cases if social distancing is working?
Well, as the governor had said, we expect things to get worse before they get better. We are still seeing an exponential rise in the cases of COVID-19 throughout the United States. And in Pennsylvania, that's that doubling approximately of new cases approximately every 2 days. We expect that to continue. What we're hoping, as Dr. Fauci, the head of infectious disease at NIH, has talked about a lot on many different programs, is to cut off that peak and to cut it off before it overwhelms our healthcare system. And then in the future, we will see, as the governor said, a sustained bending of the curve of new cases, and we'll see a lower percentage of new cases that are showing up in our laboratories. But we're going to see a surge before we see the decline.
Governor Wolf, question for you. There's something been, this is from ABC 27. There has been some confusion of what is deemed a life-sustaining business and what isn't. How is the list currently developed?
We've developed that with the United States Department of Homeland Security. We've really followed their guidelines. We published that. But in addition, we've also put into place a pretty robust waiver process. There is a, as I mentioned, a hotline, a phone call, a place that people can call. There's a web page. You can email address. If you think that you have been mistakenly classified as non-essential and you should be an essential organization, a business, then you should seek that waiver. We've set this up in a way that we've cut through bureaucratic red tape to make this as quick and painless a process as we can. But first, look at the guidance that we've laid out. And the guidance is in line with what the federal government saying, that, you know, is how they're determining essential, non-essential. But if you feel that we're not right, by all means, seek a waiver.
Thank you, Governor. I would like to highlight again why we are emphasizing these measures, these mitigation measures in terms of the closure of the schools and the closure of non-life-sustaining businesses that the governor has implemented. And the reason is that that is the only way that we are going to prevent the widespread transmission of COVID-19 in Pennsylvania. We are hoping to cut off that peak of transmission before it overwhelms our healthcare systems. And what has been shown in other countries is the only way to do that is through the very aggressive social distancing measures that the governor has ordered.
Governor, from the Beaver County Times, what is the latest on the possibility of delaying the April 28th primary?
I think my administration is working with the legislature on that very issue, and we've had conversations and discussions about that. So I think the House is going to be coming back into session next week. The Senate is meeting remotely, and I think we should have some word on that very shortly. But this is something that we all recognize. We've got to make a decision. We are a democracy, and we're working together here.
With regards to the business closure order, was there a specific set of scientific thresholds that were crossed that force you to the next step Thursday evening, or was there a more function of your disappointment with compliance with the voluntary request?
I think what as the secretary said, what we're all trying to do is take this situation, this hand that we have been dealt, and play it the best possible way in terms of trying to keep Pennsylvanians safe. So we're looking at all data. We're looking at how the rate of cases has grown, what the rate of increase is. And as the secretary said, the exponential rate of growth, the fact that it has taken off really quickly is cause for concern and an indication that maybe what we were doing was not quite enough. And yeah, there were cases where the overwhelming majority of Pennsylvanians and Pennsylvania businesses were taking this very seriously, but there's some that weren't. And so some of the responsible businesses who were taking this seriously and doing the hard things were actually put at a disadvantage because they were doing the right thing. So part of the issue was compliance, but more of it was really just the concern, as Dr. Levine said, that we want to keep Pennsylvanians safe, and if we keep doing what we were doing, the rate of increase of cases was just going to grow.
For Dr. Levine, Ford Turner from the Morning Call, has anyone who lives or works in a nursing home or senior citizen center tested positive?
No, not at this time, but it's something that we're watching for very carefully. Now, we have released, actually, nursing home guidelines yesterday to help long-term care living centers prepare for and prevent the introduction of COVID-19 into a nursing home and prevent its spread. That would be a very serious incident, as was demonstrated in Washington State, where they had significant spread and significant illness and death in a nursing home. So we're doing everything we can to help prevent that in the nursing homes in Pennsylvania.
And Secretary, as a follow-up to that, there's a question about healthcare workers and if they've been impacted.
Well, healthcare workers are certainly on the front lines, right? We have extremely dedicated and compassionate and hardworking healthcare workers in all aspects of the healthcare system. That includes outpatient healthcare providers. That includes healthcare providers that provide home care, that are in nursing homes and other long-term care living facilities, in our hospitals and health systems. It includes physicians and nurses and respiratory therapists and dentists, and I'm not even naming half. And so they are at risk of contracting COVID-19. That has been shown in other countries and shown in other parts of the United States. So we'll do everything that we possibly can to provide them with the resources that they need to care for patients and to protect them from getting the illness themselves.
From WTAJ, can you give your reaction on the first coronavirus case in Center County? now spreading to the middle of the state?
Well, this is not unexpected. As we have been saying, we expect right now that COVID-19 will spread throughout Pennsylvania. The most cases are in the southeast. That's not surprising. It's the most densely populated part of Pennsylvania. We're also seeing significant increases of COVID-19 in Pittsburgh, again, the second largest urban area. But we're seeing it in the mid-state. We're seeing it in the northeast. So we expect to see COVID-19 really in most, if not all, of the counties of Pennsylvania, which again emphasizes the need for the aggressive mitigation and prevention measures that the governor has been talking about to try to limit that spread as much as possible. And that's why it is so essential for people to stay home.
From the Associated Press, Mark Levy, if there are 37,000 total hospital beds in Pennsylvania, how many more beds do you believe Pennsylvania needs to handle the coronavirus crisis, and how are hospitals creating those beds? This mm-hmm. is for Dr. Levine.
Sure. So I don't have the specific number at my fingertips, but we are doing calculations. We're working very carefully with PEMA and with hospitals and health systems. We know how many of those beds are filled right now, approximately 80%. It does leave some leeway for admissions. The governor has asked and really called for the cancellation of elective admissions, elective surgeries, and elective procedures to increase bed capacity. We need to make sure that we have adequate beds in all aspects of the continuum of care. That includes intensive care beds, hospital beds, and that includes actually subacute beds as well. So we're thinking of out-of-the-box ideas. We're thinking about possibly asking ambulatory surgical centers to have less ill patients, and we're talking about whether subacute beds could be created in hotels. So all of that planning is occurring right now in a collaboration with the Department of Health, with the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Association, our hospitals and health systems. And we will be developing a plan with their participation to take care of the needs that of the patients in Pennsylvania that will come with COVID-19.
From the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, does the state have the power to order hospitals to shut down elective surgery operations, or is that a decision ultimately up to each hospital? For Dr. Levine.
Well, the governor has ordered the hospitals and health systems and other providers to cancel elective procedures. Now, elective can be, it will have to be a discussion between a patient and their doctor about what is semi-urgent and really will need to be done and what is really very elective. But we know that there are lots of procedures scheduled 1, 2, 3, 4 months out, and they will need to be postponed. And so we will work with the hospitals and health systems and ambulatory surgical facilities to accomplish that, and we're working with them as we speak.
This next question is for Governor Wolf. Is there a timeline, this is from PLS Reporter, is there a timeline when the state will finalize and pass the $60 million low-interest loan package that you referred to? Will that require legislative approval?
We'll work as quickly as possible. I don't have a timeline at this point. Again, I don't want to keep repeating myself, or I don't mean to, but we are in a difficult situation, and the goal is to keep Pennsylvanians safe. We're in uncharted waters, and all of us are trying to do the best we possibly can. So we're working as quickly and in as bipartisan a way as we can to recognize what we need to do to keep Pennsylvanians safe.
Governor, we have several questions from reporters about school closures and whether or not those will need to be extended.
At this point, we have not decided on that extension, but that is something that is certainly open for up for conversation.
Governor, from CBS 21, will the Department of Labor and Labor of Industry increase unemployment compensation rates if business lay off people, since the ordinary business rates would go up later?
Yeah, I've obviously noticed a big increase in unemployment compensation applications, and so we are working hard. We think we have the capacity at this point to make sure that we're keeping people who now are without jobs, that we're keeping them whole. And it might well be something that we ought to do to look at increasing that. Again, the federal government is talking about checks going directly to Pennsylvanians, to all Americans, and that would be an add-on to the unemployment compensation program. So one way or the other, both state and at the federal levels, we're going to work hard to make sure that workers are not left in the lurch.
Thank you, Governor. That is the last question that we have time for today. For reporters who were not able to get their question answered live, we will be following up with you with the Department of Health and the Governor's Office to answer as many questions as possible. Our next briefing will be tomorrow. We will alert you to the time then. Thank you.